not happy. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Oh, exactly, sir.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Exactly, sir.
Come and stem their rose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, what have we here?
Yeah! Hello, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's not too annoying, is it?
I have hemorrhoids! I have hemorrhoids!
3 times is the charm. 4 is even better. You know you want to hit it again.
Okay. Play the game. Sure, dear. The game is It's All Relative.
It will fascinate you.
Where we call a member of your family, ask them 3 questions about you or them. It really could go any way. If you match the answers on all 3, you win a brand new $100 bill.
Wonderful.
Get the calls and see what's doing. Let's start with this guy. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
This is Corey.
Corey, hey,
Corey. Corey, all right.
Hi, Corey, where are you from?
I'm from Vegas.
Well, thank you for listening. Who do you want to play the game with today?
My sister, Laura.
All right, very good. It's nice when you play it with your sister.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to play with your sister. Yeah, why don't you see if she's on the line?
Why did that sound terribly, terribly inappropriate?
Rob will now try dialing your hot-as-balls sister, Laura.
And who's older, Corey, you or her?
My sister is.
Okay, so it's you're the younger brother.
I am actually the baby.
The baby. Oh, that can only be trouble.
2 rings, says Robbie. You got her? Oh, you already got her. So, while Rob is on the phone with your sister, Laura, we'll ask you 3 questions. The very first one I would have for you is, out of all of the members of your immediate female family, whose feet stink the worst?
Whose feet stink the worst?
Yes, the stinkiest feet in your immediate family.
Or let me, hold on. It's a Friday. It's a getaway Friday.
Yes.
Let's kick it up a notch. Who do you think is in most need of a tube of vaginitis or Vagisil?
Vagisil.
Vagisil for vaginitis.
I'd say my mom.
Oh, your mom.
So your mom with Vagisil. Okay.
All right. Ready for question number 2, Corey?
Yeah.
All right, Corey, and this applies to your whole family. You know, long-distance relatives, people you see at holidays, or immediate family, doesn't matter. If you had no choice, what relative, male or female, would you describe as the village idiot?
That I can't include myself, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
Beside you.
If you had no choice, what relative, male or female, would you describe as the village idiot?
Michael.
And who would Michael be?
My brother-in-law.
All right. Brother-in-law's count.
What? We're going to need a bonus question because she heard the first question. They've changed the wiring of the phone.
No, all right. So, we got to change the first question then. The first question would be, if you had to make out with any member of your family, any male member of your family, who would it be? Yes.
Come on, Corey.
Anthony.
Anthony. Who's Anthony? Anthony.
My nephew.
Gross.
And the last question would be, so we can just wind this up, how many guys do you think your sister has bedded?
That's the bonus question?
Yeah.
There are 3. She was on hold, and she heard the one about Vagisil. So
the third question.
Had to change it up. How many guys do you think she's been to bed with?
6.
Six.
Corey says six.
All right. Corey's answers are Anthony, his nephew, Michael, his brother-in-law, and six.
Okay, here we go. And she might have even heard that. Rob had her on hold. Hello? Hello?
Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you for calling me.
Hi there. We have your retarded brother, Corey, on the line with us.
They like that.
And we're playing a game called It's All Relative. And maybe you're, when you were on hold, you heard the first question about Vagisil.
But I thought it was a commercial, so I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay, well, we changed it anyway.
Well, to show you how the game works, the question to your brother was, what female member of your family is most in need of Vagisil? And he said it was your mom.
He said your mom.
No, it's his mom. No, I'm kidding.
His mom?
Well, we have different moms, so we have the same dad.
Oh, okay, so your stepbrother
gotcha.
And sister.
The Modern family.
Very good.
He's my brother from another mother.
I understand.
Gotcha.
All right, very good.
All right, Laura, well, here you go. We have three questions for you. We won't keep you long. If you get all of them right, your dumb brother gets $100.
Okay.
If he had to make out with a male member of your family, who would he make out with? And he came up with an answer pretty darn quick.
And it was an answer that made us a little uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
If your brother had to make out with a male member of your family, who would he make out with?
A serious male?
Yes.
Yes.
No children, please.
No children?
Meaning,
well, maybe not. I'm thinking about Corey's answer,
we don't know.
I sure hope so.
He is older.
Okay, he's older. All right, okay. that's fine. All right,
he's not a child.
Male member of the family that Corey really really wants to make out with.
Thank goodness it's not a child.
Is it Anthony?
Anthony, yeah.
And I think that was probably the toughest one.
Anthony.
Dog.
Hot Anthony. Tony.
Anthony.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something. You got that one. Well done, Laura.
Wow.
All right, Mike, let's go with question number two.
All right, Laura, question number two. We asked Corey if he had no choice, what relative, male or female, would he describe as the village idiot?
Michael.
Michael. Wow. They're two for two.
Match.
Oh, they are two for two. Fantastic.
Incredible.
Michael, she didn't even hesitate on that one, Corey.
All right now, Laura, for $100, how many men have you let inside? How many men have you been with? How many men have you bedded?
Excuse you?
How many men have you been to bed with?
We asked Corey how many men you've had.
He ventured a guess.
Like, I'm going to tell him.
Partners, well, actually.
He already gave us a number.
He gave us a guess.
Come on, think about it.
Yes, just think of this. As soon as you reveal this, Laura, it's going to be with you for the whole holiday season.
How many
men? And everybody in Washington can hear me, huh?
That's right.
Yes, and
how's that?
To a lesser extent, other cities.
Yeah.
How many men there, Laura?
Five or six.
Hey!
Hold on, pick one, though.
Pick one.
Is it five or six?
Oh
God.
You're being a taskmaster today.
Think about it.
Six.
Six is the winner.
Dirty whore.
Wow. Fantastic. Laura and Corey. I mean, you guys hemmed and you hawed, but you matched each other answer for answer.
That's how you do it.
Can you tell my brother I love him?
You can tell him yourself.
He's on the line with you. Go ahead, Laura.
I love you, sis.
I love you, bro.
That would be Corey the retard and his brother, his sister, Laura the slut.
And the answers were...
you did not say that.
Both Corey and Laura both said that Corey would most like to make out with his nephew, Anthony.
That's my son.
Corey and Laura...
That's your son.
That's my son.
Oh, this is...
Buddy is fine, isn't he?
This is too fun.
This is great.
Village idiot.
And tell us about Michael, the village idiot.
Oh, where do I begin?
Or, Laura, you could tell us, or you could tell us about the six guys that you've
been
with.
Yeah, that's right, six men you've met.
Do you want to hear about the scarecrow, or do you want to hear about the six guy? No, I'm kidding.
The scarecrow, is that?
What's the scarecrow?
Hey, Michael's so stupid he took the Pepsi challenge and chose Jif.
Wow. You know what? He's one of the only men I know that can trip falling upstairs.
Boy, Michael is really, I mean, the hatred is really coming through the phone here.
And we don't hate him.
No. Corey, let me ask you about...
We love to make fun of him.
Let me ask you about your nephew, Anthony. Who's the celebrity that you think he most resembles?
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Okay, all right.
Well, you were really fast with an answer on that one.
Yeah. You know, Corey, you seem a little too interested in young Anthony.
Hey, he's my blood and I love the guy to death. He's a handsome
guy. How old is he, Laura?
He's 24.
Oh, 24.
Has Corey been involved in his life for his entire life?
Has he what?
Has he been around for your son's entire life?
Yes.
Has he been a part of his life?
Yes.
Has Michael been involved in Anthony's life?
For the last 13 years, yeah.
Okay. And Michael is whose husband?
Mine.
Oh, so Michael is your husband.
Well, he's not Corey.
Hold on. The village idiot is her husband.
The village idiot is her husband.
And the guy that he wants to make out with is her son.
Yeah. No wonder they matched each other. Boy, does Corey come over every night for dinner or what?
I wish.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This gets weirder.
This is getting strange. You know, they're not blood relatives.
If he could, he would.
Is one of the six men you've been with your brother Corey?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
You guys are crazy.
Thank God for that answer.
Where'd we come up with that?
Yeah, we are blood relatives.
But not blood relatives, remember.
Yeah. But my brother is fine, too.
Hold on,
Mike.
Oh, your brother's fine, she said.
Uh-huh. How fine is your brother?
Well, it's pretty fine, considering he's the brown helm from Sacktown, so yeah.
That's right.
Who gets
That's
around?
Right.
He's the what from Sacktown?
He's the brown hound from Sacktown.
The brown hound from Sacktown.
Ask him how he gets around.
Ask him how he gets around.
Jesus Christ.
That's right, boys.
Now, how long have you guys been brother and sister? How long has the family been together?
His whole life.
All right, so the whole life that you guys have been together.
I am the baby.
When you were growing up?
You know, we ask the questions about who he wants to make out with, and it's like this instant answer. I ask him a question like, how long they've been brother and sister, and they stumble on that one.
Also, who does Anthony resemble? Lou Diamond Phillips?
Right away, these rapid answers. Hey, Corey, have you ever seen your sister Laura naked?
No.
Ah, okay. All right.
You ever kiss her when you were growing up?
No.
You did, too.
Oh, controversy.
Well, he gives me kisses on the cheek. He loves me.
Yeah, brother-sister kisses. I mean, guys, she is a nada. She is hot, too.
She's hot, too.
You ever pat her popo?
A what?
Did you ever give her a pat on the popo?
No, not on the coolie.
What?
Pat her popo.
You know, pat her popo, your ass, your coolie, your bottom.
Oh, yeah, he spanked me on the butt before.
Oh, wow. So will you all be having Thanksgiving together?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
Are you at all like the family that Chevy Chase goes to see in Las Vegas Vacation?
When he stops to see his friend and his cousin?
His cousin Eddie.
Cousins!
You guys, we put the fun in dysfunctional family.
And now, how many others are there? How many others are there in the family?
There's another sister.
Okay.
There's another brother.
Uh-huh.
Hate like no other? No, I'm kidding.
Hey, for both of you now, for a quick $100, what is the biggest scandal ever in your family?
Very good.
Just tell us and we'll give you $100. What's the biggest bit of tawdry behind the scenes, Peyton Place, soap opera, scandal?
Prison?
That's happened in your trailer trash family.
My trailer trash family?
And your wonderful white picket fence family. What's the one bit of hidden garbage? Something that would shock and titillate us.
Something that would really excite our listening audience. Something that everybody is hanging on the radio now, just waiting for you to give us the answer.
What is the deepest, darkest secret of your family for $100?
Purge it. Purge it right now for 100 bills.
Either one of you. Just jump up. What's the worst secret?
That we probably got more brothers and sisters running around that we don't know.
All right.
Yeah,
so there.
Our dad was a player, and, you know, our dad was adopted. But I'll tell you, he was knocking boots from here to Albuquerque, make them hobble like turkeys. I'll tell you, boys. So I may be one. She's a nada. There's so many nodders. You can throw a rock in L.A., you hit somebody in the family.
Really? Okay, so Dad got around, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
We'll
That's a good one.
We'll give you 50
I like
for that
a lot.
That's not really scandalous.
Not scandalous, but, well, it's certainly intriguing. You ever see anybody, like, when you're in a shopping mall or something like that, that just kind of looks like you and you wonder?
No, but I did chase somebody down in a Jeep one time because his last name was on the license plate, and he was Filipino and something else, but he had my last name.
So you ran him down?
Yes, I did. I went and caught up with him at the KFC and tried to find out who he was, and his name was Bill.
Now,
my father's middle name is William.
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, are you guys Filipino?
No.
Oh.
No, you're not Filipino? Are you Hispanic?
Mexican-Indian. I'm proud of it.
Mexican-Indian.
Well, Native American.
Native Americans. Very nice. All right. Very good.
Don't just get into gang fights. We like flowers.
Good for you.
Go,
oh, you guys rock. You really
right.
do.
Well, listen, thank you for playing our game. We'll give you $150 and go your separate ways now. Thank you, Laura. And thank you, Corey.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Corey.
Okay, hold on, please.
Okay.
Oh, that was great. I liked it when she did the Cheech Marin at the end. Get into gang fights.
I don't think we'll get a better couple than that.
Not a chance.
A lot of people on the phone.
Not a chance.
I don't think so.
They were great. Good stuff. I truly enjoyed that.
So Michael is the husband. He's the illegitimate. Uh-huh.
Anthony's the nephew.
Who the brother, who's not brother by blood, wanted to, if he had to, would
make out, right.
And six. Sure.
Well, they matched. That's the important thing.
Six.
You know?
Maybe six when she was six.
And then, of course, the family scandal that there are brothers and sisters all over L.A.
Scattered
all over L.A.
From Albuquerque to Los Angeles.
That was great.
All right, that's how we play. It's all relative. And, until next time.
Oh, I love this music.
Don't forget that our time is your time, and time is promised to no one. Until next time, the hands of time keep saying bing bong. It's 29 before the hour.
It's All Relative is a Danny Elfman production.
Stay tuned for Judge Joe Brown.
Followed by Texas Justice.
And then two episodes of King of Queens. Tonight.
Oh, I love Pee Wee Herman.
JB. JB.
Yes.
JB.
Oh, we can ask him about a bunch of stuff today.
James Brown, yes. We will talk about the weekend's NFL football with JB right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.